The reading today is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus.
A couple of weeks ago, I decided it was time to reset my computer. It's got quite a few years on the clock. My computer, it still works, but it was slowing down and a few things had gone wrong. So I decided time to do a reset. I recommend this on older computers, but please make sure you know what you're doing because there is a lot of potential for things to go wrong. Anyway, I did the reset. It works and my computer is now working a lot better, which I'm grateful for. I guess some of us watching this today would like 2020 to be reset. It's been a tough year for all sorts of reasons. Some of us would like Christmas to be reset. Could we just press a button, please, and get the Christmas that we want? For some of us, the need for a reset is to do with COVID-19. For some of us, it's not. But we'd say, "Lord, can we have a reset?" Well, I have no magic wand today, but what I can do is point you to Jesus, who in Bethlehem all those years ago came for one huge reset. Of course, the Bible doesn't use that language. The Bible talks about a people being rescued or saved from their sins by this one whose name is Jesus. But the idea is a reset. Matthew starts his gospel with a list of names that we didn't read out. But the point of this list of names is to place this story in one very big one. It's the story of the people of God, a story that sometimes hits the high points with people like Abraham and David, but often hits the low points. And it's at a point as we join it at the start of Matthew's gospel, where it is time for God to say, time for a reset. And Joseph finds himself being drawn into that story. Crazy things are happening. His fiancée is pregnant. It's not his. He encounters an angel. The angel says, "Don't be afraid of all this. This is the Holy Spirit." And it ends up with Joseph taking Mary and the baby Jesus into his home. That's some reset on Joseph's life. The angel tells Joseph that he is not to be afraid. I think God's resets often start that way. There are things that we would love God to do or things that we sense God wants to do, but we are scared by them. And the angel says, "You don't need to be afraid. This is the Holy Spirit." And Joseph, like Mary, as the story is told in Luke's gospel, realizes that he has to overcome his fear and say yes to the thing that God is doing. So I want to encourage you today, on this Christmas day, to pray to the Lord and ask him what needs to be reset for you today. Where are the places that you need to be rescued? Where are the aspects of your life where it's time for change? Because the Jesus who came and the day we celebrate today still comes to us. He still comes by his Holy Spirit. He still comes wanting that we should take him into our lives, into our home, so that he can live with us. Oh, this story is outrageous. And what God wants to do for us is outrageous too. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And the other name given, Emmanuel, God is with us. So today, I encourage you to say to the Lord, welcome. Thank you for coming all those years ago. Thank you for coming to me now. Come, make your home within me. Come, reset me. Come, help me to live for you. Let that be your prayer this Christmas day.